Good day, Australia. It's Thursday, August 8th, 2024. I am Paige Estratore for Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap. Let's dive into some of the major stories impacting the industry. This week, it's all about innovation and transformation. Starting with QBE, the renowned insurer has dramatically expanded its use of artificial intelligence, streamlining its underwriting process. After successful pilot programs in North America and Europe, the insurer's cyber underwriting AI assistant has cut broker submission review times by two-thirds. With AI-driven tools already implemented across various sectors of their business, QBE intends to further its AI integration into the Australia Pacific division. QBE's Group Executive for Technology and Operations, Matt Mansour, has voiced their commitment to optimizing processes, expediting decision-making, and enhancing user experiences with AI-driven technology. In consumer-centric news, a noteworthy verdict by Australian Financial Complaints Authority, AFCA, has ordered Resolution Life Australasia to refund a policyholder due to overlooked premium hikes. Apparently, the insurer failed to provide sufficient evidence of annual notices sent by email in 2022 and 2023, which led to the policyholder being overcharged. A precedent-setting case indeed, emphasizing the mandatory obligations and industry practices and the importance of clear communication with policyholders. Professional indemnity insurance also made headlines this week, as gross written premium revenue saw a marked 6% decrease. Despite the drop in premium revenue, APRA reports that claim payments have remained steady, indicating a rather stable situation on the part of insurers. Contrarily, public and product liability insurance saw a rise of 6% in gross premiums, with claim payments falling slightly. It's a shifting landscape out there, highlighting potential imbalances in the revenue versus claims ratio. Finally, a transformative move by Suncorp Group is causing a buzz in the industry. Following its recent sale of banking operations to ANZ for a whopping $4.9 billion, Suncorp Group is now directing its attentions towards general insurance, also divesting its New Zealand Astron Life business to Resolution Life. Steve Johnston, CEO of Suncorp, lauds this move as a significant opportunity to invigorate its non-life insurance capabilities, catalyze digital innovations, and confront climate change issues head-on. That's all for today's weekly wrap on insurance news. Stay informed and stay insured. For more on your personal and business insurance needs, visit us online at financialserviceonline.com.au. This is Paige Estratore from Financial Services Online, signing off. See you next week with more updates.